Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yes, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace. Mighty God is he, save me, keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise his name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thanking him for another day that the Lord God he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is so great and greatly to be praised. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Thanking God for new mercies we see on this morning. Thanking God for making ways out of no ways. Thanking God for all of our first-time visitors around the globe. Thank you for being here with us on this morning. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. So please have a seat, enjoy the services, and please continue to come back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of the Lord. Amen. Our website is lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Please visit us. Amen. Wednesday night Bible studies on YouTube at youtube.com/Dr. Alfreda B. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We do want to thank God, amen, for the space that he has given us as serving as a media ministry. Our ministry is just as important as someone in a big cathedral with 25,000 members. Amen. Glory be to God, because we have a responsibility to speak to much more than that. We are talking to millions and millions of people along the airwaves, amen, and so that's a great responsibility, amen. Some people may never come to your church. Some people may never turn on the television, amen. Some people may never, amen, but we want to thank God for the internet, amen, and social media that gives us the platform to serve and pronounce. Amen. The word of God. There's no time and distance in the spirit, and God is the spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. His words are spirit, and his words are life. Amen. So it's good, and it just keeps on getting better. Amen and amen. I want to read the scripture that I just shared with you actually in our prayer. Amen. We want to take a look at that this morning out of Matthew chapter number 6 and starting in verse number 9. And it says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, this prayer here is a model prayer. Amen. Where Jesus, amen, was teaching the disciples, amen, how to pray. Amen. So in other words, amen, it was the model. It was the format. So we can pray it like that, but really when we get into it, amen, he was saying so much more. So today we just want to, amen, focus, amen, on our Father. We noticed when Jesus was teaching the disciples to model prayer and teaching them how to pray, because they didn't know how to pray. None of us know how to pray. Amen. We all have to be taught how to pray, and the Holy Spirit will teach us because he is an excellent teacher. But we noticed it did not, you notice, we want to notice how it starts. We want to notice, you always want to pay attention to how something begins, because how it begins is an indication on how it ends. How it begins is an indication of what it's all about and where you're going. Amen. And so here, beloved, amen, as we talk about prayer power, glory be to God, and praying and learning how to pray, he says, start out, amen, with our Father. How beautiful. How beautiful. How beautiful. How beautiful. Amen. Beloved, some of us, amen, have been wounded in our lives because of a less than perfect Father. See? A lot of us are. A lot of us have never known our fathers, abused by our fathers. You know, our fathers, you know, they're, when their weaknesses and their idiosyncrasies, you know, and a lot of people have a story. Glory be to God. A lot of people have a story. See? But, beloved, God is known as God the Father. Start your prayer off addressing me as your Father. See? God, our Father, the God, the Father. He's not only our Father, he's the Father of Jesus. See? And it is through these truths of a relationship with our Creator that God is seen as Father. He's a Father over all creation. See? All creation. And personally to believers through grace. Through grace. He is our Father through grace. He is our Heavenly Father through grace. Glory be to God. Beloved, the Bible tells us in Psalms 18 and 30, amen, that God's ways are perfect. Write that down. Write that word perfect down. Glory be to God. That's God. That's his ways. Every way he takes, every decision, everything he does is perfect. Glory be to God. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 4, tells us that he is a faithful God who does no wrong, no wrong. No wrong, not one, not one time, not ever, not never. See, he is upright, he is just. And so this is why he is the perfect Father that you never had. And he's the perfect Father that you never will have. He is our Father. And beloved, if you didn't have a father in your earthly life growing up, even right now, a father who was approachable, a father who was loving, see, a father who had your best interest in mind, I want you to know this morning that God, as your Heavenly Father, is waiting to more than make up for what you never had. Glory be to God. So today we just want to just look at a few, glory be to God, of the ways in which God serves as our Father. Want to also, before I do that, share with you a couple scriptures, beloved. If you want to jot these scriptures down, or maybe if you want to come back and listen to the replay, Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 6. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all in all. Psalms 68 and 5, Father of the fatherless and protector of the widows is God in his holy habitation. Isaiah 64 and 8, but now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter, and we are the work of your hands. 1 John 3 and 1, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God, and so we are. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father, out of the book of Romans. St. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, and I will be a father to you, and you will, and ye shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. Our Father, hallelujah. Start your prayer off, amen, with acknowledging me as your daddy, as your spiritual daddy. He's not a stepdaddy. He's not a sugar daddy. He's not a deadbeat daddy. Glory be to God. But he's a good father. Hallelujah. Our Father. Beloved, I want you to know, amen, that God is your Father. Hallelujah. And his patience and kindness never runs out on you. Somebody ought to be happy about that. I know I am. I am, because sometimes we get short patient with other people. Glory be to God. And our love runs out on other people. We love them yesterday, but we don't love them today. We're kind to them yesterday, but not today, but not with God. Beloved, if you ever felt that you used up whatever patience or kindness your dad once had, see? Sometimes, you know, daddies, some of us got some stories about some daddies, see? But you don't have to worry about overextending your heavenly Father. He can't be overextended. You can't wear his patience out. You can't wear his kindness out. Psalms 103:17 says, from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. Woo! The children's children. Psalms 106:1 says, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Beloved, that means not only that God's patience and kindness never wear out, but that God's ability to forgive you never wears out either. Psalms 103:12 assures us, as it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. That means your heavenly Father also never holds a grudge. He never brings up your past. You know how some people, they get mad with you, they want to pull up the past, the things you thought they forgot about, they said they forgave you, but now they want to rub it up in your face? Not with your heavenly Father. Not with your heavenly Father. And he won't hold a grudge in his heart against you. Once you are forgiven, you are forgiven. He says, start your prayer off by acknowledging me as your Father. Another point that I want you to know about your heavenly Father, beloved, is God is always approachable. Your Father, your heavenly Daddy, is always approachable. I'm happy about it. Sometimes we have earthly fathers. We can't approach them when they're drinking. Can't approach them when they had a bad day at work. Can't approach them because you don't know where to find them to approach them. Huh? Glory, but you can always approach your Father. God never has a bad day. God is never in a sour mood. See, he's never too busy. He's never too distracted for his child. When you are in a relationship with his son, Jesus Christ, beloved, you have complete access to your heavenly Father's ear. You have access to your heavenly Father's heart, and you have access to his focused attention. And this is why we read in Hebrews chapter 4:16, it tells us that we can draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Oh, what good news. Furthermore, beloved, when we read in Psalms 121, verse number 3, it tells us that God will not let our feet slip because he never slumbers. He never sleeps. Psalms 138:3, and King David singing. He was a singer. Thank God for King David's song. And he sang, beloved. He said, when I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. That is letting us know that God is never too busy to hear our cries. God is never too busy to come to our rescue. He is a very present help in a time of trouble. He tells us as we approach him in prayer, acknowledge him as our Father. Know that you're not talking to a stranger. Know that you're not talking to the vagabond down the street. Know that you're not talking to somebody who does can't and not help you. Somebody who's not listening. A lot of times we talk to people, they don't know what we said. You finished talking, they say, could you say that again? Excuse me? I just talked to you for 20 minutes and you asking me to repeat it because they wasn't listening. Our Father, he wants us to know that, beloved, God will never have to earn his love. And you may have felt that you had to earn your Father's love. I know many people right now, because you know something about Daddy, trying to earn Daddy's love. And was could never, amen, make it happen. See, maybe had to earn his respect by accomplishing great things to make him proud of you. People in school to take up this career and that career to keep their fathers happy. They don't want to take that subject in school. They don't even want to be in school. They don't want to go to college. They want to go to business school. See, but trying to keep Daddy happy. See. But let me tell you some good news today. God is not a father like that. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 8 tells us that God demonstrates his love, his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Not after you get saved, because you couldn't have got saved before. And while we were still sinners, while we were still blowing and messing up. Come on now, naughty by nature, cutting up. See, while we were not measuring up, while we were oblivious to him and oblivious to his love, he sent his son to die for us. Unconditional, sacrificial love. And it is unlike anything that you can experience on this earth. God is a father who chose to love you, and you didn't have to do a thing to earn it. Nothing. Just be you. He loved you just like you is. Amen. Hallelujah. But just loves you too much to keep you that way. He said, approach me when you come to pray. Amen. Glory be to God as your Father. Why? Why? Because as your Father, God wants you to know that you will never blow it enough to lose his love. Ain't nothing you can do. We know some people right now, parents not talking to the children, father not talking to the children because of something they did. They shouldn't have did this. They shouldn't have gone there. Well, and maybe they shouldn't have. But because the love was conditional, they not talking to you no more. But since there was nothing you could do to earn your Heavenly Father's love, there is nothing you can do to lose it. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 8 tells us, Romans 8, 38 tells us, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the things present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Beloved, in other words, no circumstance, seen or unseen power, no person, no action or inaction on your part can separate you from God's love. That's powerful. It's nothing you can do to stop God from loving you. Nothing. And that is a promise that only your Heavenly Father has the power to fulfill. Every person on this earth who claims to love you and never leave you will still be separated from you, at least temporarily. They're going to leave you because everybody's going to die. It's appointed unto man once to die. See, they're going to leave you through their death or they're going to leave you through your death. It's going to be a separation. But the good news this morning, God's word promises that even in death, there is no separation from God's love. Ever, ever, ever. And the last point that I want to make today, beloved, as God tells us, amen, when we come to pray, as we begin in prayer, start your prayer, amen, acknowledging me as your Father. Meaning you talking to the right person right now. Ha, 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 Daddy. Daddy. He is our Father, meaning that God has your very best in mind. Isn't that some good news? Because a lot of times, beloved, sometimes people smiling in our face, but we don't know what's in their heart. They cheesing, got some white teeth, pretty smile. See, but we don't know what's in their heart. See? One day people say they with you, the next day they say they ain't sure, and then sometimes they act like they don't even know you. Glory be to God. You see what Peter did with Jesus in that temporary season he was in. He denied Jesus and said, I don't even know the man. Guess what? If Peter did it to Jesus, people do it to you. But I come to tell you this morning, you can approach God as your Father, knowing that he, amen, is in your best interest. Beloved, let me say this. It's natural for humans to be selfish. It's natural. It's natural for humans to consider themselves before anyone else. Are you going to think about you first? All right? Me, myself, and I. That's natural. So, if you had a dad who was unselfish and willing to sacrifice his own comfort for yours, you had a gift. You had a gift. I don't know too many people with that testimony. Thank God there are fathers out there like that, and we pray for them and thank God for them and pray that there will be more dads like that. A glimpse of what your Heavenly Father is like. That's what he's like. Beloved, the Bible tells us in Romans 8:32, he did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? The Lord said, if I gave you my only son, I gave you the best gift I have. So there ain't nothing for me to give you this other stuff you asking for, because I already gave you the best. If I gave you the best, you know I'll give you the rest. Matthew 7:11, Jesus says this. He says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? And y'all know we go overboard with our children, corrupt with our children. Glory be to God. One mother, amen. She didn't want her daughter broke up with her husband. She didn't want her daughter to lose the house. Emptied her bank account that her daughter could keep the house, and the daughter still ended up losing the house. We go overboard with our children because that's our heart. They came up out of us. We love our children. The Lord said, well, if you love your children that much, then I'm your Heavenly Father. I'm going to do you better. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Not only, beloved, God not only has the ability to give you anything that you desire, as long as it's good for you, he also knows your situation down the road and what will be best for you in the long run, as well as eternity. Our Father, our Father. Thank God that we have a good Father. Hallelujah, our Father. Hallelujah, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our heavenly Father, thank God. Thank God for our Father. Amen. Amen. And amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. We thank God for the word of God on this morning as it has come forth. Amen. Hallelujah. For God showing us, amen, and reminding us who we talking to. You're talking to somebody who is exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. We're talking to somebody who owns the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You're talking to the man who owns everything. Glory be to God. All power is in his hands. All control is in his hands. He can do anything but fail. That's your daddy. That's your heavenly daddy. That's our Father. Keep that in mind. He's in your best interest at all times. Amen. We want to invite you today to meet us at the altar of prayer. Glory be to God as we come. Amen. Praying to our Father. That's what we're praying to. This is not a Satan altar. There's Satan altars around. There's some folks that get dressed up and go to church on Sunday to serve the devil, especially in the over on the East Coast, on the West Coast. I'm sorry. Especially there. They're rising up, Satan churches. Amen. Hallelujah. But no, glory be to God. We're talking about our Heavenly Father. Amen. That's who we're praying to. Hallelujah. The one who has the ability to hear and to answer. Amen. Meet us at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock tonight at our prayer altar on the power line. Amen. If it's your first time calling in, please don't be embarrassed. If you want to listen, fine. If you want to speak, fine. Call in at the top of the hour. We will take your prayer request and pray with you and pray for you. Amen. That telephone number is 385-799-9729 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we say thank you. Glory, if you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sin, now you cannot call him Father if you do not know him. If you do not know him, if you do not know him in the pardoning of your sins, glory be to God. We are all God's creations, but we are not all God's children. To be God's children, you must be born again. Amen. But if you would like to know him, amen, he would like to know you because he already knows you. He just wants you to know that he knows you. Glory be to God. Come on and give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. Repeat after me. Father, I come to you as I am, asking you to forgive me. I'm sorry for breaking your heart, but I'm here now, and I'm opening my heart, I'm opening my mouth, and I'm inviting Jesus to come in, to save you my sins, to be my Lord, to be my Savior, to show me the way. And I thank you for saving me. I thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. I thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Now help me, Father, to be a disciple and a follower of your will for the balance of my days. Thank you for being patient and not cutting me off before I came to make this move. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. And if you said that, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're saved. You're saved. It's not the beginning. It's not the end, but it's the beginning. But you're saved. You're saved. You're saved. You're saved. Amen. That's your first step. Any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We are here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries now to help you to grow and mature and to become the person, amen, that the Lord has created you to be. reach out to us and let us know. Amen. The angels are rejoicing. We're rejoicing. Amen. You can contact us on our website, lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. You have our mailing address out there. Amen. Glory be to God. Telephone number. All of our information is on our website. And we will be more than happy to hear from you. Our email address is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. lifewordjesus@gmail.com. And you can also communicate to us via our website. And to God be praised. We ask that you would like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Amen. We are on all of the social media platforms. We begin our day at 5 a.m. in the morning at the morning altar. Amen. Glory be to God. And then we're here at the breakfast table at 6. Then when we're back, amen, at the prayer altar at 12 noon and then at 9. Wednesday night Bible studies is on YouTube. Amen. YouTube at Dr. Alfreda B. Amen. YouTube.com/ Dr. Alfreda B. Amen. Wednesday nights, amen, at 8 o'clock. And to God be all of the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We have a lot going on, and we have a lot going that's coming. Amen. So, amen, the best thing is to plug in with us on our website, and that's even in the transition of being modified. Amen, because there's just so much to talk about, and there's so much to do. Amen, and we blessed be the name of the Lord. We're able to do all of this because of your prayers for us, and we're able to do all this because of your financial support to the ministry. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. And we said, want to say thank you. Amen. Your donations, your tithes, your offerings, your donations can be sown via our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Cash App, $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus, or amen, our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, GLENSIDE, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen, amen, and amen. That's it for today. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Glory be to God, and know, amen, hallelujah, that when you talk to God, you're talking to your Father. You're not talking to his cousin. You're not talking to stepdaddy. Amen. Deadbeat daddy. Amen. But you're talking to your Father. Not only is God good, but God is very good. And I think we need to start using that adjective. Amen. God is very good. He's a very good Father. Amen. And we love him. Amen. Glory be to God. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer right now by the word, by the blood, by the Spirit in Jesus' name. Father God, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask you to cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death, that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Father God, help us to pay more attention. Father God, hallelujah, not to just call the word out, Father, but to really to meditate and focus, Father God, that who you are and what it really means to have you as our Father. Because a lot of us have not had a good relationship with an earthly Father. And even for the ones who have, it still does not compare to who you are as our spiritual Father. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you for giving birth to us. Now help us to be obedient children in your kingdom. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. Amen. And the church said amen, 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 and amen, and amen. And Satan is defeated, and darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. My pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom on today, and everybody have a good one. Apostle Dr. Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out.
as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.